Monday, January 24th. Budget message day. President also released a statement calling on Congress to set a ceiling, which stirred things up a bit. He met with Rizzo, the mayor of Philadelphia, who was in to see Ehrlichman, and the president had John bring him in. Rizzo flatly informed the president he would back him, would announce it any time he wanted him to, and felt he could deliver Pennsylvania, which the president also feels. So this was good news. The president told him not to announce now, to just play the Democrats along for the time being and wait till after their convention and then come out for Nixon, which is the plan. We had quite a discussion with Henry on the PR plan for the Vietnam speech tomorrow night. He wants to be sure we carry out a very comprehensive plan, that we have Henry avoid babbling to a few selected columnists and leaving out the important people. So we laid out a pretty good coverage program that should work pretty well in getting everybody informed and mobilized. Ehrlichman came up with a startling thing as a result of Kissinger's breakfast with Laird this morning, which was that Laird, or I guess the breakfast was over the weekend. Laird told Henry that the White House had asked for his security jacket, but Laird assured Henry he would protect him and not send it over to us. Very curious, since nobody at the White House has asked for it, and in any event, we wouldn't ask Laird, who doesn't have it. The president had a long talk with Flanagan this afternoon regarding his new assignment. Got that pretty well worked out, and I think Pete's going to be happy with it, although not overjoyed, certainly. End of January 24th.